I think that the reason why hydrogen is so popular is because it's so easy to explain.
What are we going to do about cars? There's hydrogen cars. What are we going to do about, you know, gas peaker plants? Oh, we'll just burn hydrogen instead. What about home heating? We'll burn hydrogen instead.
Well, I mean, it has molecular properties that you can't replace with anything else. And so it's a very, very powerful molecule, but we very rarely use it for energy. As an energy vector, it's just fundamentally broken. It's broken for reasons that you're not going to fix with innovation. And the reason it's so seductive and exciting, I think, is exactly that. It's simple-minded fuel substitution thinking. Well, we can't burn this. It's the let them eat cake of energy. When people ask me about hydrogen, I always say it's the right answer to the wrong question. The wrong question is, we can't burn fossils anymore. What else can we burn? And the answer to that question is, well, you could burn hydrogen because then you just get water. But if you ask the question, we can't burn fossils anymore, how do we generate the energy services that we need without generating greenhouse gas emissions? The answer to that one is almost never hydrogen. Most of the time when people are using hydrogen as a solution or an answer to that question, they're doing it at a cost and with an effectiveness, a cost that's greater and an effectiveness that's a great deal less than some other alternative that you could use that would make decarbonization easier and cheaper and hence more likely to happen.